Welcome to the Money Barista Podcast in the virtual cafe where coffee meets money. This is your host, Kerry Zarb, the Money Barista, and together with Kim White, we bring you weekly episodes to talk about the beans in your business. How would you like to be in control of your business finances? Step inside the virtual cafe with us for these combos where we share our experience with you. So what are we waiting for? Come on, let's go. It's coffee time. Kim, welcome back to the virtual cafe.
Hi, Kerry.
You got coffee?
Kerry, it's like strong this morning, I'm just going to say. It needs to be strong this morning.
Actually, I have a confession on that front, Kim. The other day, I don't know what happened. I feel like Delilah only gave me half the beans that I would normally get, even though if all the settings were the same, the bean little canister thing was not empty, like everything was perfect. However, I heard her, and you know you get used to the noises that your coffee machine makes, and I was like, that sounded a bit short on the beans. And then I looked over at my cup and I'm like, oh, because what happens is the milk goes first and the coffee goes in second, and then you can physically watch the coffee kind of tumble down in the milk. And I'm going, that doesn't look like enough. And I gave it a little stir and I'm like, yeah, that looks weak. And sure enough, it tasted a little, and I'm like, is it just me? Am I being a bit crazy? Like, anyway, so on the next cup that Delilah made me, I went, let's mix things up a little bit. Let's press a different button and see what we get. So I've been using, I think it's like a macchiato latte setting or some crap, and I press cappuccino. Well, unbeknownst to me, because it's the first time I've pressed that button, only had the machine for what, 6 months now, Kim, so this is okay. It does the coffee first and the milk second. However, the little beanometer on the screen was at 4 beans, not 3 beans, which is like the strength rating. Oh yeah, that sucker was strong. Like it was like, ooh, okay. I don't know if I'd have 4 of these a day. Maybe this is just a treat, so.
Oh my goodness, Kerry. We have to talk about the beanometer. I need a beanometer. I need a full tilt beanometer.
It's got the little LED display, and when you there's all these options to program it. I'm one of those people, I'm still learning stuff about my car, and I've had it like 8 years, you know, like it all. Oh, what's that button? What does that do? Been there the whole time, you know, like I'm one of those kind of people. So eventually I'll learn Delilah and I'll get into the programming. But that one macchiato latte or whatever I've been pressing had the 3 beans and it all came out good and I was pretty happy with it. So I haven't explored any further. And when cappuccino had 4 beans on the beanometer, I was like, only goes to 5. So I don't know if I'm game to go to 5, Kim.
I love it, Kerry. Well, I'm going to bring this conversation into something, Kerry, because I have a question.
Sure.
Your little beanometer got me thinking again about something that was in the Money Barista book. You have a beautiful book that has helped a lot with seeing it in print of what to do and like all the things. I feel like there was something in there, though, that I need to know where it came from, because it's brilliant and it made me change my mind about something. I read this thing where you call your business finances your BF, and that immediately had a different feeling than, you know, you hear the big teacher voice in the background, sit down and do your maths. Like, having a BF is different than having like schoolwork. Can you tell me more, Kerry? Can you tell me where that came from? Because I think it's a brilliant thing for all of us to take the pressure off.
It's really one of those behind the scenes conversations, because you actually were part of me writing the book. However, I don't think we ever really talked about this during or after the publishing. So this is kind of new to you as well as the listener. And the BFs came from, okay, so Kerry does not like words. Let's be real. Love my coffee, hate my words. Love my numbers, hate my words. Love plenty of other things, hate my words.
But she's really good at it. Let me say that. Let me just interject that, Kerry. She is brilliant with words. It just may not be her favorite.
Well, and I'm going to say this, that had you asked me if I was able to do that book in the time period that we did it, No chance. Could I do it again? Fuck off. No. Like, it's not even a thing that... And how did I do it was an absolute freaking miracle. Like, don't even go there. But what happened, Kim, was when I was writing the books, I got sick to death of writing business finances. I was on a laptop. I was in the kitchen. I had set myself up a separate space to work on this book. Just like I tell people to find their right space to work on their business finances. I got so sick to death of typing business finances because I didn't have my Stream Deck. I didn't have a shortcut button. Couldn't be bothered copying and pasting a million times, all the things. So I actually got really lazy and went, oh, these BFs are just BFs now. I'm not even just keeping typing this. So pretty early in the book, the business finances became the BFs because Kerry wanted to shortcut. I actually wanted a shortcut for BFs. And then I sat there when I came up with it in chapter whatever and went, that's actually kind of cool. Oh, you get to work with your BFs. So it just kind of morphed and like Kerry's laziness and hatred of the words became this cool little BFs for your business finances and it all kind of worked.
It's brilliant what it is, Kerry.
Have you ever looked at your bank account or credit card statement and found charges you forgot to cancel? Do you have a sinking feeling that you are spending money on things you no longer use? I'm Kerry Zarb, the Money Barista, and I share a free tool that has saved users over $116,000. If you want to get in control of your recurring payments, then the Money Barista Savings Tool is the free step for you. I host a live tour of the savings tool every quarter. It's completely free for you to attend and get this amazing tool. Let me show you how this tool can save you money and help you track your progress. Head over to kerryzarb.com/savings to register for the next live tour. And while you're there, grab your free and private copy of the Money Barista Savings Tool so that you can get started on saving money today.
If you think about your BFs instead of your business finances, trying to use my big scary voice, but it's not working this morning, sorry.
and honestly, I could probably think of many other examples now that we could reword in the finance space because a lot of the words are crap. You know, we talk about the B word being budget, so ugly. It's such an ugly word. Like, it's not attractive. Who wants to work on their budget? Like, come on. That's just, who wants to reconcile their bank statement? Like, again, these scary words in this space, I don't know, someone wanted to be paid millions of dollars for these tasks at some point, I feel like, whoever came up with this language for business finances. So, yeah, I'm happy to adopt a whole new dictionary around business finances and it'll start with the BFs.
I love it. Well, when I think about a BF, I think about my best friend. I think about a whole different thing than when you're talking, again, with the big scary voice, the business finances. Because one you want to avoid, I feel like, Kerry, and the other you can't wait to get to. Like, it really does make a difference how you think about them.
Well, exactly. Imagine, and I'm going to exaggerate this, obviously, but okay, I'm going to work on my business finances as opposed to I'm going to catch up with my BFs. Yay! It's like the nighttime, daytime. Like, it's the same kind of thing of the doom and gloom versus a little bit of happy that you can put a spin on this. Because mentally, I think we're all challenged in this space. Like, even though I play with the numbers every single day and I do enjoy a good spreadsheet, don't get me wrong, but sometimes some of the other tasks that come with the numbers, they're not always, you know, I don't always sit here going, woo, there's a number, woohoo. Like, it's not always like that. But if we can mentally change this for ourselves and we can turn this into a playtime or a fun time or something, you know, some way that we get to enjoy this, it can make a huge difference. So BFs all the way, Kim.
I love this, Kerry. And I just want to say for the listener, because they can't see you on video, Kerry, when they're listening to the podcast, I am giggling because Kerry does this silly thing to make me laugh like all the time. And it is this where she covers her face and she says it's nighttime. And then it's almost like peekaboo. And then she says daytime. And it's like so funny because it came from something else, but Kerry does does it. And it's like, anyway, it's very funny, y'all. I want y'all to know that she entertains me well in the virtual cafe.
And I could sometimes get a little bit over animated, like,
I'm just gonna whisper real quick to the listeners. That's probably the Beanometer that has been turned up too high.
It could be him, because I've been on a solid 4 cups a day for, I feel like, since Christmas. I don't know what happened. I think there was limitations pre-Christmas, you know, just trying to knuckle down and get all things done before Christmas, that I was maybe just toning it back a little bit. And now it is a solid 4 a day. Like, there is not a question. When I'm finished number 3, I'm like, should I? No, don't even ask. You are having number 4. Like, don't even.
In the virtual cafe, we are having coffee with our BFs and our BFF, and with y'all. If you all have questions for all of this, or you want to change your mind about how you think about your finances, start calling them your BFs. It really has helped me a lot, Carrie.
I'm very glad to hear it, Kim. And again, I'm just going to give a little shameless plug to the book. That's where it started. So the book is called Business Finances Made Simple in the Virtual Cafe by myself, yours truly, the Money Barista. And it's not bad, Kim. It's not bad.
It's very good, Carrie. It's very good. And you can't convince anyone after they read the book that you're not good with words.
Damn it. Damn it, I've been busted. I've been busted with the word. But this is the thing, like that was a concentrated effort, Kim. Let's be real for a sec. I'm going to pick up numbers every single day. Do I want to write a blog every day? No.
We definitely need to play to our strengths, is what you're saying. And BFs are your strength. Business finances are definitely your thing.
Correct. Throw the words in the bin. Done. Well, Kim, this is feeling like a bit of a wrap of today's conversation, and we will chat to everybody next week.
I can't wait, Carrie, and thank you for everything.
Thank you, Kim. Bye. Thank you for joining us in the Virtual Cafe studio for this convo about business finances. This production is brought to you by the Money Barista, Kerry Zarb. You can follow the show to be notified of future episodes. And if you're enjoying this podcast, we encourage you to leave a rating or personal review. Until next time, happy biz beans to you. No beans were harmed during the production of this podcast. Information contained in this podcast should be taken as general advice only, and your personal circumstances have not been taken into account. It is recommended that you seek financial advice from a professional who is licensed to do so. If you choose to act upon the general advice shared, you do so at your own risk.